You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
No, I'm aware the same way that a person punishes his child, the same way Ribbono Shel Olam will punish you. So now Harav Ben Ishchai asks, how come he says a person should say the same way a father that punishes his child, so Ribbono Shel Olam also will punish you? You follow? But it's still his father. I don't know if he's a step, but it's still his father. Right? So how come it says Ish? So the same way that Ish, that means a person, punishes his child, that's how Ribbono Shel Olam also deals with us. That's how he punishes us. So I have asked, why it says Ish? Why? Why it says Ish, not father? Why the father punishes his child? Why? Who's good? Was the child good or the father good?
Child good.
Yeah? Yes, that's why their father... Yeah?
So the same way Hashem loves us, even the same way father loves, when the person loves his child, Hashem loves us the same way.
Yeah, but the question is, how can we say it's a person, not a father? So now, when a father punishes his child, so his intention is what?
The well-being of the child.
But he's not worried about his respect, the father?
No.
No? So if the child behaves, who will be respected? Father. So now if the child is not being respected, who will be embarrassed?
The father.
So that means most of the time, or sometimes, the reason that the father punishes his child is because
he's embarrassed.
Because of the father's sake. No, but just explain. That's how it is. No? No, that's why, you know, usually the father say, you embarrass me. What kind of behavior is this? Why are you acting like this?
That's selfishness of the father.
No, no, it's a fact of matter. Like, let's say you're in a gathering, like you went to family's house. If the child is not behaving, would you feel comfortable?
No.
No. Would you be embarrassed?
Yes.
So that means you actually, you're put in a position not for the sake of the child, for yourself. So actually, the fact of the matter here is the child many times is treated as like a business card. What does it mean? So like in a business card that you print, you put anything you want in there. Right? Anything you like. So now, the kids also it's the same way. Why? Because the kids, with all respect, it's like a business card. Right? Well, that's how it is. Because, like let's say, if they have a nice position, they have a very respectable position. So what do you say? You say, my son is so-and-so, he has such a career, he has such a profession, right? You know, you brag about it, right? True. But if, God forbid, you know, Chas v'Shalom, that he sleeps late and he doesn't go to work and so on, so it's a very terrible feeling, right? It's a painful thing. So now, here, Rabbi Ben Ishchai explains a very beautiful thing. Harav says, Kashe Yasev Ish, not Abba, Ish. But because Abba, as we explained, directs his child and punishes his child because of his own sake, because of his own respect, Hashem says, no, I'm not going to do this. I'm not punishing you because I gain respect. I'm only punishing you because of your own sake. So that's why it doesn't say Abba. It says Ish. To teach us that anytime that we go through hardship, we should not feel that Hashem is gaining something out of it. The father, of course, he gains something out of it. He brags, my son is like this, he got this, he makes so much money, he lives here, we brag about a child. And that's natural. But Ribono Shel Olam, his only intention is only and only for our own sake. And the Gemara brings that whoever that Ribono Shel Olam loves, what does he do to it? What's it do? Exactly, Chazak Baruch. Whoever that Hashem loves, they put him through hardship. So that means if you want to know that you are loved by Hashem or not, you have to see. Beautiful. If you have lots of Yisurim, that means Hashem loves you a lot. But we have little Yisurim, that means Hashem doesn't like you. Hashem doesn't like you. So I mean, to know that how much Hashem loves you, you have to see how much of Yisurim you have. Happened to be a story, somebody was looking for a job. So he had a friend in the company, so he said, I heard there's a job opening in this company. So now, I would like to tell you that the supervisor, he has a special attitude that if he's just about to hire somebody and he's sure about that, he fits the job, all of a sudden, he shouts at him. He gets angry at him. So that's the sign he's going to hire him. But if he just, says, have a good day and this, he's not going to hire you. But that's what the attitude he has. So now, the friend makes an appointment at a meeting with the supervisor. So now, as they're having a meeting, so what is this friend is looking for?
Anger.
He's waiting when the person is going to get angry at him, right? So he cannot wait, right? So now, when he gets angry at him, so how does he feel?
Happy.
Joyous. Hashem, I'm hired. You understand the feeling? Yeah? So here we see the Gemara says that whoever that Hashem loves, they bring some punishment. Why? Because when you know that you're going through Yisurim, that Hashem, his only intention is to direct you, so that means you're hired. But now, if you don't have any Yisurim, so that means
you're
you don't fit for the job. So the only way that you would know that you have the position and you're hired for the job, that you see that how much Hashem loves you. How? That you have the hardship. And that's what exactly the Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai, Alav Yosef Chaim, Mibaghdad, Zavuto Maren Aleinu, explains that Ribono Shel Olam has no benefit when he punishes us. It's only and only strictly for our own good. Shem Yisakeinu B'Zchuto, Nizkeh B'Yeshuot, B'Zad Hashem, B'Zadot Tovot, B'Zad Hashem, L'Kol Am Yisrael, and Nizkeh B'Zad Hashem, B'Sof Haaretz.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.